I don't know, is it on? Praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight among friends and family. And it's always good to be in your camp meeting. I thoroughly enjoy it. I brag on it all the time. Everywhere I go, I brag on the camp meeting right here at this church. And it's a wonderful place to come and worship. You, if you don't get away much and go off to other places much, just to churches, I mean, try it sometime. Just step away somewhere. Just go ahead. And I promise you, you'll come back. You'll come back. Amen. This really is... See, I don't throw off on any other church, but this is one that's most easiest to worship in. And Chocowinity is a good place, too. I mean, I appreciate that. I preached over there, and I appreciate the opportunity to preach there and anywhere else I preached up here. But I like this church. People's friendly, and my family's here. And I appreciate your pastor. Let me say before I forget it, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Just like he said.
Right. Amen.
Just like he said.
He is doing it.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory.
He said, I go away to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I will. I will come again.
Yeah.
That where I am, you may be also.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Hallelujah. More, I'm like Brother Wood, more and more am I looking for him to come back.
Amen.
I want to get out of here.
Right.
I want to win some souls. I want to be fervent for the Lord. But more than anything, I want to go to heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm like Brother Woods. I appreciate America. I like this country. It's the best.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's going to last because at the rate we're going,
right.
It's not going to stay that way.
Right.
But all other nations are going down too as well.
They are.
We've had something going for us, but it's less and less number of real, genuine, bona fide Christians.
Right.
It's growing less.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of churches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great numbers,
yeah.
But few Christians.
Right.
Few Christians. I know you might say, well, you could talk about something else. All right, if you'll turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, please. And I want you to be much in prayer for me. I'm always a little nervous when there's good preachers in the congregation. And so maybe I can just talk a little and read my scripture and get calmed down just a little bit and then wait on the Lord. And He'll help us, won't He?
Amen.
I want to preach a little different tonight. When the Lord gave me this message, I really didn't see all that was in it. I went back over it again. And He showed me some things in here that I had missed. And I'd like to share them with you, if you'll let me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. I want you to notice now is about 10 or 11 times or 12 times that Paul said, let us, let us, let us. He's not just in putting himself in there, but he's including the ones that he's writing to. And he said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he has said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. I want to stop right here and just say, he finished it, folks. And it's available. And it's up to us. It's up to us. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in, listen, because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Unbelief. I would like to preach to you for a little while, the Lord helping me, and I believe he will. Yes. Helping me. Let me testify for just a moment. I've been seeking the Lord. It's what God wants us to do, is seek him. He wants us to surrender to him and just seek him. And I've seen such a change in my life. It's such a change in my life. I enjoy living. I enjoy preaching. I enjoy singing. I enjoy doing everything there is in being a Christian. And it is because I am placing God first and foremost and utmost in my life. I'm not boasting about that. That's all of our obligations. Every one of us. That's our obligation. And it's been so wonderful to get down to pray and seek the Lord. And he comes and visits with me in such a marvelous and wonderful way. That's the joy of being a Christian right there. I mean, seeking God, loving him, serving him, worshiping him. That's it right there, folks.